Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun that relates to you having a happier, healthier relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I do want to thank you for joining us. We just hit 750,000 listeners here in the United States, and we have a whole bunch more overseas. Obviously, they're expats, and that's wonderful. We do appreciate you sharing us with your friends and family, but we've got a really interesting show, okay? So here we are. It's April. We're about to move into summer. Everybody's looking to get going because sun's coming up. It's getting warmer, and they want to start doing stuff. So Maddie, she represents RV Share. And we're going to be talking about, you know, what we call gig tripping, and it's the rise of passion-driven travel. And we know, one of the biggest things that came from our listeners, Maddie, was the fact that so many people are moving towards more and more towards the motorhomes. They're not quite sure how to get started, but they want to move into more towards motorhomes because they can have a more comfortable, easier travel experience because they could drive to a certain point, hang out, go drive off to another certain point, and just slowly but surely do that at their pace, as opposed to getting on a flight, hotel, all that kind of good stuff. So, I'm sorry, Maggie. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Appreciate it.
I'm so glad you're here. So, my understanding is you're a seasoned traveler. You've explored all 50 states, 25 countries. You've been through 20 RV rentals, so you really know what's going on. And, you know, I know you're a full-time advocate for RV Share. And you know what, I really look at it like this, because you've embarked on many road trips, you know, national parks, you know, you got a bucket list, you got cruises, scuba diving, Egypt, exploring Vietnam. So you did RV Share in Vietnam?
No, I mean, I've only done RV travel in the US. It is on my bucket list to do some RV travel, mostly in Europe and New Zealand or Australia is a big locale for RVing as well. But I'm also a big international traveler. It's not like I just stick to domestic road trips. And in that case, I've been to some great countries like, you know, Southeast Asia or Egypt, but that's of course to explore in other fashions. You know, I do love a nice hotel or resort as much as I love an RV trip. But yes, I do work for RV Share, which is an RV rental company. And we list more than 100,000 RVs across the US to rent for a variety of adventures.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know what? As you can tell, Maddie's is really experienced. She, you know, she's been through TV experiences, media interviews, been on podcasts, and she definitely specializes in outdoor travel. So let's start talking about this rise of gig tripping. So what is gig tripping?
Yeah, so gig tripping is the idea that you're going to plan a trip around a certain passion or hobby. I think the word gig, you know, comes from, of course, from the music industry, where people are playing gigs. And, you know, back in the 70s, you hear about people following their favorite band and being kind of a groupie and heading out to follow them from place to place. So I think that's where the term comes from. But today we're definitely in the travel industry making it a bit more broad, and it could really be traveling for any kind of passion. So whether that is music or a concert, a la Taylor Swift this last 2 or 3 years, where people are traveling internationally to go see her play, and we're looking and trying to score tickets all across the globe just to see Taylor Swift. You know, we're also seeing that to follow things like a TV show. People are really passionate about, you know, watching their favorite TV show, and maybe it's in a certain destination. The White Lotus just wrapped on, and it was based in Thailand this time. And so I was looking at, you know, hotels.com said that like searches for Thailand is up. It like a ton for people wanting to head there after seeing it through their favorite TV show. So it could be a variety of different reasons, but RVShare had surveyed U.S. travelers, and almost 94% said they would definitely consider taking a trip based around their passion, whether that is food, history, or music. So a lot of people are interested in traveling this way.
I was just going to say, I have a number of clients that actually have done the RVing, but they love Diners, Dive-Ins, and Dives. Mm-hmm. So they go to all the restaurants and they say, you know what, we'd like to get to the restaurant when they start doing the episode, because when you go there afterwards, they're packed.
Yes.
But they've done 2-month-long RV trips where all they've done is just plan the different restaurants that Guy Fieri goes to. And they go in there, they eat, check out the area, hang out for a while, then go on to the next place. So it's pretty cool.
That sounds fun. I like that idea. I've also heard people doing it I have a coworker who has actually done it for baseball stadiums. And it's his goal to attend a baseball game in every Major League Baseball stadium. So he's actually rented an RV. And then he was so passionate about it, he ended up buying his own. And he's gone every summer to a handful of stadiums and RV'd to each to have that experience. So yeah, people, you know, find their passion and definitely dive into it. And RVs are a great way to facilitate those type of trips.
I think that's really cool. I actually have one client that used to play minor league baseball, and I forget what it's called, like the North Carolina Pineapple League or something like that. But he's renting an RV, and he's planning to do all the minor league stadiums. And he's, you know, one of his big things is to buy the hats and everything. But he goes, yeah, I want to see a minor league game in all these places, and I plan to take the whole summer to go and do that. So I think, wow. So, and now you've done national parks too. So what is that like? Are you like, do they have specific RV places? I think they do, but I'm not quite sure. Or many people who are listening this is one of the questions from one of our viewers are like, hey, is there specific RV places you can go to, like national parks? What's the best ones to go to? I mean, you have some experience in that?
Yeah, national parks are some of the most magnificent destinations in the U.S. We're so fortunate to have such amazing landscapes to explore right here, in our own country. And so, you know, majority of U.S. residents live within, like, I think it's the South, like a 4-hour drive to a national park. And so there's always somewhere that you can get out and explore. Also, we have great state parks and national forests, so don't forget about those. But some of the top destinations that people are renting RVs for are ones that you would imagine you've heard of, right? The Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Yosemite. And people are, you know, every summer packing up and renting an RV to go explore those parks. My personal favorites are, I live in Austin, Texas. There is a national park in Texas called Big Bend, which is close to the Texas-Mexican border, but it's an incredible park. It is gaining popularity, but doesn't receive as many visitors as some of these other big names do. It's pretty out there, but it's an amazing, amazing destination. It like feels like you're on Mars or something, because it is so extremely remote. It's one of the darkest skies in all of the U.S. So you can see the Milky Way with your bare eye, which I just think is incredible.
Oh.
So for that one in particular, we did rent an RV from Austin and drove there and back. Mm-hmm. But for other destinations like Yellowstone, I actually flew into Salt Lake City and drove up through the Grand Tetons and then into Yellowstone. And we actually had an RV delivered into West Yellowstone, which is right on the border of the park. Mm-hmm. And so that way we were driving in a car. We didn't have to necessarily maneuver a huge RV through this national park for hours and hours. But we still got the experience of showing up at a campground, having the RV set up, hooked up for us by the owner. And then we still got to camp out for a few days and then use our car to go in and explore the national park. So it's the perfect way to kind of find that balance of mm-hmm. RVing without having to really have the overhead and the intimidation of driving a big rig. And so more than 60% of RVs on RVShare are actually delivered to the destination. And there's so many different ways that you could make that become a reality. So most of the time people do just like pick out a campground, find the RV and then have it delivered so that you can just show up and enjoy.
So before we take a break, I just want to make sure, because this is the first time I've heard that. I'm like, really? So I can actually order an RV, have it all set up. So all I got to do is bring my food and clothes and all that kind of stuff, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a really turnkey way, like I said, to camp and enjoy the outdoors, but without that intimidation factor, because RVs can be intimidating. They're big rigs to drive. You're like, I don't own an SUV that can pull one. I don't really want to drive one myself. So like, there's lots of questions that would come to your head when you think of RV travel, and RV delivery definitely mitigates those for you.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about when we come right back with more Saving with Steve. So stick with us.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. I truly want to thank you and appreciate you for letting your friends and families know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to check out our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. And again, check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. Now, we're talking to Maddie Bergeret here, and we're talking about gig tripping. But what we just found out, and a lot of people were asking, like hundreds of people were asking, how can I do this conveniently and easily? And she says, you know what? You can have an RV delivered. You can have it delivered to your campsite, set up for you, and the whole shot. So Maddie, how do we go about doing something like that?
So if you go to rvshare.com, you'll see that there are thousands and thousands of RVs listed for rent. We are a peer-to-peer website. So what that means is people who own RVs are listing them to rent by travelers like you and I. So everyone is individually owned, the owner is pricing it themselves and taking full responsibility for facilitating that trip. So they price it out, they write up their own listings, and then they're also, you know, based in that location. So say we're looking at renting an RV in Denver, Colorado. We'd love to go up and stay in the foothills and drive our own rental car to explore the Rocky National Park. And so you would pick out an RV, talk to the RV owner about delivery. There could be an extra fee of about $100 or so to get that RV delivered to their destination. And with that, that means that they will be driving it there themselves, the owner, setting it up for you. And you would pick a time to meet them there. And then that would be your sustain for the allotted time that you booked it for. And so on RVshare, you'll see a variety of different makes and models. Obviously, RVs come in all shapes and sizes, which means the prices vary. And I would just look for one that sleeps the amount of people you'll be traveling with. So if you have a family of four, you know, there's some great RVs that have bunk rooms and two bedrooms. A bathroom will be on board, as well as a kitchen, and you can have a fridge to stock. And so it really is a great way to stay, travel, and have really unique trip experience. I can't recommend it enough. I was not a huge RVer before I joined RV Share about 6 years ago. And like you said at the top of the show, I've done more than 20 RV rentals at this point. And it's something I try to do once or twice a year because it's just a really fun way to travel. It gets you outside, and there's nothing better than a bonfire with some s'mores and stars over your head.
One big question, and this is for more my wife than anything else. Can you get one with a shower?
Yes. Actually, that's my personal requirement. I always need a bathroom because I don't enjoy getting up in the middle of the night and having to trek across the campground to use the restroom. And so there are, majority of them do come with bathrooms and a shower, and they're very comfortable. You get full beds with big mattresses. So it is for sure an upgrade in camping and sleeping on the ground in a tent.
Oh yeah. No, I was just thinking about that because if you don't, you know what, let's talk about driving an RV. Okay. Cause I have a mother and father-in-law, they have a big 45 footer and all that kind of stuff. And they actually invested in lots and other places around the country. So they do it a lot, but we were with them at one place, and somebody that had rented an RV, you can tell they weren't the greatest driver in the world and hadn't had a lot of experience. So help us understand what people should do in preparation to, you know, maybe renting and driving an RV from a driving perspective.
Yes. So we talked a lot about delivery, but obviously you can rent and drive your own RV. Which would set you up to have more of that quintessential RV trip where you could go from spot to spot and take a long road trip, spend time in each destination. Whereas with delivery, you would be more just going to one destination and staying. And so, you know, it's obviously a great way to RV travel as well. If you're a first timer, I would definitely make sure you're doing your research just on the rig you're going to rent. I personally wouldn't recommend jumping into renting a huge Class A, which means it's a huge like tour bus type of RV that could be somewhere between like 30 to 40 feet long. Like that is a bit intimidating, but there are some great compact RVs. They're called Class Cs, which is like the quintessential type of RV with the chassis over top, driver's seat, where you're kind of driving your own little mobile home. And those are great kind of for first timers, but they also still will sleep, you know, two people extremely comfortable, you know, four to five, if you have a family, really well too. And they're much easier to maneuver and drive. The other great resource is using the owner. So the person who owns this RV, you know, is a huge resource for knowing their own rig, walking you through it, giving you the tour, and even doing a little practice of a driving around a parking lot, parking it, backing it into your campground spot so they can help you through that. And I would recommend really taking them up on that just so you can feel comfortable when driving.
Yeah, no, I think that that'd be really, really important because we watched somebody really mess their thing up. It was funny because he was having his wife direct him, and they were on a little hillside, and
yeah,
she went down the hillside, and he's like, "Where did you go?" It was very comical.
And campgrounds are great too. Like usually they're expecting that, and so you know, the people who work at the campground or at the front desk of the campground are often available to help when you need to like back in your rig or something like that. And another thing I could mention is why it's great to rent through a reputable site like RV Share is we have built-in RV insurance. Unlike renting a car, say, you know, your car insurance, your everyday car insurance will cover that car rental. That's not the case for RVs. So you're actually not covered unless you have RV insurance. And that's why RV Share makes it so easy to rent because we have built-in insurance. And when you pick out your RV and you go through that booking process on our website, there's a spot for picking your insurance. It's automatically, you know, checked, but you could upgrade, you could pick from different options, and then you're fully covered for things like that. And in case an accident happens, maybe you do hit a tree branch and while backing in, mistakes happen, accidents happen, but you are going to be covered by our insurance. So it really is like worry-free when it comes to trying out an RV.
That's wonderful, especially if you cut the corner too short. Yeah, I've seen some of those. I've seen some of those. So now the next piece, let's talk a little bit. You've done international travel. So, you know what, you talked about New Zealand, Australia, and what other countries are great for RV travel?
Yeah. So most popular besides the United States, I mean, the United States by far has the most opportunity for RV travel. But others that have, you know, some great options are, you know, obviously our friends to the north in Canada, as well as New Zealand and Australia are great places to road trip. I haven't personally done it, but I've heard amazing things about New Zealand. Other places that are on the top of my list that people have explored, especially via RV or road trip, is Iceland is a big one that people do and do kind of that loop through Iceland and camp along the way. There is not a lot of hotels or inns to stay at when you're doing that loop. And so camping is the perfect way. You can get a comfortable RV to be able to explore. And then there is RVing in, they call it camper vans and caravanning in Europe. And it's been around for a long time. And honestly, once you realize and you kind of start to think about RV travel, it'll be amazing how much you notice RVs on the road and how many campgrounds there really are out there and how many resources you come across on the, you know, on the internet. And so when I went to Europe, not on an RV trip, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, a campground. And that would be really fun to park and explore and stay there. And so there are some great resources in Europe to be able to explore that just kind of on a, you know, different level.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with some more Maddie and RV sharing this passion driven for travel.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show. I truly want to thank you for sharing us with your friends and family and associates. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. And if you're enjoying the stories of helpful information and insight on Saving with Steve, I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Networks. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. You can also follow us at Facebook at the Saving with Steve Sexton Insiders Club. Get all the guest gifts, replays, everything's right there. Now, we're back talking to Maddie Bajere. You got that right? That's good. And you know what? One of the big things that we're hearing about is we know boomers, and you know, most of them are turning 65 and moving on at 10,000 a day and all that kind of stuff. But we're also seeing Gen Zers consider planning trips for many different reasons. And what kind of reasons would people be planning stuff for?
That's right. So I think, you know, boomers, as they reach retirement age, and RVing is always going to be a great option for retirees. But I have seen a huge shift in RV travel being of interest to younger generations. And it's not just, you know, your parents' retirement plan anymore. A lot of people are turning to RVs to explore in different capacities. You know, while boomers are predominantly interested in planning trips around, you know, we talked about gig tripping or passion-based travel. So a lot of them are planning around history, but dining is the most popular category among younger travelers. I found that super interesting. So 73% of Gen Z respondents that we surveyed said they would consider planning a trip around a culinary experience. You know, I think that, and that's compared to 49% of boomers. So it is a big jump of Gen Z really looking to dive into culinary. I'm sure a lot of that has to do with social media. You know, you see different foods and things trending on social. A lot of my friends personally have been really interested in in restaurants and culinary experience that are getting those like Michelin stars or recognition for their food. And so here in Texas, we see a lot of people traveling for barbecue. And they do their own food tours from, you know, city to city to taste some of the best barbecue. I'm definitely biased in the country. And then, you know, other cool ideas, like I would personally love to do one up the East Coast and almost do like a seafood tour, maybe even a lobster oyster tour. Last year, I went to Maine, which has an amazing national park, Acadia National Park, and to taste, you know, the lobster from different like coves and bays within the state of Maine would be an awesome way to explore. And an RV would be a great way to facilitate that.
No, that's cool. I was just going to say, when we were in England, we did the British Bake Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah, it was good, but we ate too much.
That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought it was great. And the interesting thing is I used to develop businesses many years ago overseas. And when you talked about people were doing the day tripping, they would convert Volkswagen vans and into sleeper vans for them. And they had the old, like you see them now, that like the Mercedes camper vans, they have stuff like that, but a little more less modern as they were. But I saw a lot of people had those. And actually some of the people who worked for us would work for us for like, do a gig thing because they needed money. So they could continue on their tour, and they go all over Europe doing that. So, I think that was really cool. Now, I could see that the culinary thing is really, really awesome. So what other things are people looking at doing besides the culinary or the dining experience?
Yeah. So, you know, we found that more than half would even take a cross-country trip, so to travel for one of their hobbies or passions. And I think a lot of that lends itself to maybe different events or festivals that pop up across the country for a variety of reasons. Of course, some that come to mind are music festivals. We're almost in festival season out in, you know, California and like Coachella Valley. There will be some of those definitely younger generations heading to like Coachella or Stagecoach. I've personally rented and had an RV delivered at Stagecoach a few years ago to enjoy a weekend of country music. And that was a really cool way to stay right on property and have an easy access to the festival every day. And we see people do that across the US for a variety of different types of music festivals. We also see a lot of people renting RVs for events, sporting events like NASCAR or other race events. And, you know, Daytona is a huge destination for us in Florida, where people are heading down for their races, which happen all year round. So if you're a fan of races, definitely look at, you know, renting an RV for something like that. Again, it just puts you kind of right in the middle of the action. Mm-hmm. And a super unique kind of like hobbyist event that, you know, is suitable for people who are really into air shows is Air Venture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, happens every July. And it's the top air show in the US. And it's a personal interest of my husband's. And so we did head up there a few years back and got an RV and camped out for Oshkosh and got to see some amazing, you know, flight shows and explore the grounds. And so that's a big event that's really fun to head towards. And again, it's all based around someone's passion or hobby. And we're traveling from Texas to Wisconsin to experience that. So people go really far to have these types of experiences.
I think that's wonderful. I got an email from a group of people. They go to the Renaissance fairs.
Yes.
So they love the period pieces and they have all their dresses and outfits and everything. And they do the Renaissance stuff. We have somebody in Tennessee that loves to do the Civil War reenactments, and we'll go all over the country just for that. So it's really cool what people can do with an RV. And I never knew you can just get one delivered. I think that's just so cool.
Yes, I recommend it for sure, because it allows you to have that experience without, you know, having to kind of have the stress of driving one. But again, also driving one and experiencing a road trip in an RV comes with its own type of fun. And it's cool to be able to kind of pace out your trip and stop when you want and, you know, continue along and, you know, pull over if something piques your interest.
That's wonderful. Hey, look, hey, folks, stick with us. We're going to be right back with some more Maddie and our share. And we're going to talk about RVing across the country. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve Show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve Show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve Show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve Show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve Show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hey, welcome back to the Saving with Steve Show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. We've been talking about RVing and all the things that people do and all the different things that they gig with. I mean, from food to Renaissance fairs to air shows to car shows to races, all sorts of things. And you know what? I just think it's so cool that there's something that, you know, we can all get out and go and do. And one of the big things that our listeners are wondering when Maddie's coming on here is, how do I plan this thing? How do I put this together? And you know what? What if I, you know, I've never driven an RV before, whether it's a small thing or a big thing. How do I get some lessons to learn how to do that? So Maddie, could you help us with those? I know it's a tall order, but I appreciate you share that with our audience.
Yeah, of course. So I would say usually people who are booking and renting RVs are actually only booking them a few weeks in advance for a camping trip. So if you're wanting to go camping, try out this RV lifestyle, see if you even enjoy it. You know, I recommend you could do that for a weekend and a few weeks from now and pick a local spot, a local campground, and book it for two nights and try it out. But if you're looking to do one of these gig trips we're talking about and go to a festival or the air show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, or a Renaissance fair, a lot of times, look at when those tickets, people buy for those tickets. So for a music festival, you know, tickets go on sale 8 months in advance. For some shows or some races, like, you know, Daytona, you're looking at a year out. And that is when you'd want to also be planning your accommodations, where you're staying and how you're getting there. So it does require a bit of thinking ahead and planning ahead when it comes to booking for these events, mostly because they have limited space for RVs, especially when you're booking and staying on property at a NASCAR event, at other music festivals. So to get a spot, it's very similar to getting a ticket to attend the event. You just want to make sure you're getting ahead of that. If you have missed that window for some reason, you could also look at just private campgrounds that are near the event. A lot of times those have availability up until the week or two beforehand. And maybe they're a few miles down the road, but there's still availability to park your RV. But you definitely would want to look into that and not just rent an RV and head toward an event without a plan. It does require some planning ahead. And to get there and the way to travel, there's so many great apps and resources. I would definitely look at an app like Road Trippers to just plot out how many miles you'll be driving, how many dollars in gas would that take, where you could stop along the way. There's also some great apps for booking different campgrounds. If you're driving a few hours, you want to break up the drive and spend the night somewhere. You know, websites like A Camp Spot, there's one called Spot Tonight. There's one called hipcamp.com. All of those are great resources for finding a place to stay for the night.
Okay. So if, and that's at an event, and it's really interesting because so many people, like, you know, we've got our air travel for an event we're going to in May. But we really didn't worry about the hotel until like 3 weeks before. Yeah. But here, when you're doing this, I can think about that because I've had friends go to like the Phoenix, whatever the big race there. and they got to stay on the infield where they parked the big RV. And they thought it was great because they got to stand on their RV and just go around in circles and watch the whole race, and which was very cool. But you've got to plan way in advance for something like that. And you've got to make sure that's locked in and not just have a ticket into the stadium, but a ticket to park your vehicle and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, I definitely think it requires some planning ahead. And we see in our, you know, website data of bookings that, you know, people are already looking at, you know, attending an event for in 2026. And that shouldn't necessarily discourage you, but it's just does take a little bit of planning to be able to attend those events in that type of capacity where you kind of want to be in the middle of the action.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get it. I would love to be in the middle of the action because that's the best. So here's the next thing. You have people who are taking a trip, but they're taking it across the United States or are going from, say, California to Yellowstone. Okay. And they want to drive the RV, but they really haven't. How should they go about get some driving lessons? Because last thing you want to, I mean, this isn't a sports car. We know we got to take wide turns. We know we got to back up, but we can't see everything. And we also know in some cases we have a slower vehicle than everybody else on the road. So where would they go about getting help to learn how to actually drive these things?
Yeah, I have a few ideas for you. So one I mentioned is that the RV owner is a great resource. And they could probably, you know, they will facilitate a lesson for you, but that would probably only last like 20 minutes or so. So if you're wanting something more in depth, another option would be, you know, there's some great places like Camping World or local dealerships where you could actually go and like test drive RVs like you would a car and kind of learn about the ins and outs of these RVs that are for sale. But it's similar. It would be similar to test driving a car. And so those kind of salesmen could help you in a, you know, a Saturday afternoon get a lesson on how to drive. And then if you're looking for even more of a lesson and really get dig your heels in to learn about RVing and be really prepared for this trip to Yellowstone, I know there's resources out there for like RVing 101 and driving lessons in different RV schools. And so just Google if there's anything in your location to be able to see if you could even attend like an RV class.
Okay, so I just want to ask you this. I get it. If it's a camper van, probably pretty easy because it's like driving the station wagon or a truck. But when you start getting into the 30, 35, 40, 45 footers, there's a lot more involved there. Okay. So if somebody's starting, you already said you ought to start with a little one. But if you're going to start and you want to start with a bigger one because you have a bigger agenda, it makes sense to go to one of the driving schools.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. I mean, I think it takes practice. It's a definitely different type of, you know, rig to drive. And then the thing we didn't mention too is like you could be pulling a travel trailer, which is a whole nother ball game as well. If you're someone who's, you know, maybe pulled something with your SUV or truck before, you could have a feel for it. I personally don't have a ton of experience driving a travel trailer, so I would definitely need a lesson or two. And in that case, you would have to have, you know, a suitable towable truck or something to be able to pull a travel trailer. And then if you want to drive one of those bigger rigs, yeah, there are learning curves, whether it comes to making those wider turns. You also just move slower on the highway. You're not going to be able to hit those top speeds. So it takes longer to get to your destination. So yeah, there are some things to definitely learn to feel prepared and comfortable.
Okay. And here's the last thing. Let's see. If you're doing, you know, and I know you've done a whole bunch of trips. So the big question is from your experience, so you can relate your experience to other people. If you're planning a, you know what, I'm going to go stop at 7 or 8 different places, how do you typically set it up for yourself? Do you just like drive all day, stay the night and then tour? Or how do you go about doing that?
Yeah, we usually try to break it up where we, although love to RV, we're not huge like road trippers where we'll be in the car for 10 hours. Like, so when we plan a trip, we definitely find routes or trips that are suitable to kind of meet our needs and our preferences. So we're looking at, you know, maybe driving 3 to 4 hours a day max. And again, using some of those apps or resources to find campgrounds. Once you start looking, you'll be so surprised like how many campgrounds there are, you know, every few exits on the highway. KOAs are great options for people who, you know, kind of have a one night where they just want to stay, pull over, and it's a halfway point between their ultimate destination. And so we'll stay at those a lot. You can also actually stay for free in Walmart parking lots, which I have done.
I heard about that.
And it's an easy place to just pull off and stay for the night and then continue on in the morning. But probably my biggest tip, and I've learned from experience, is just to make sure you get to your destination before dark, because you do not want to be parking your RV and finding your camp spot in the dark. I've done that plenty of times, and it definitely makes the whole experience a bit more challenging.
Okay, last thing. Cost. What does it typically cost for a day, a weekend, small vehicle, large vehicle?
Yeah, great question. Depending on the make and model of the rig that you're renting, costs really do vary. So, you know, if you're looking at really one of the smallest RVs, you could get that for under $100 a night. You know, for something that sleeps 2 to 4, 5, 6 people comfortably, maybe it's a travel trailer. You know, I rented one, I did an RV trip last weekend, actually rented a travel trailer, and ours was about $130 a night. And then, you know, for one of those bigger rigs that really have some luxurious features, it could be up around $200-$250 a night. And that's just for the RV insurance and other fees associated. You also would then have to tack on what it would cost to park it overnight at a campground. And that also varies.
Oh, cool. 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 Hey, Maddie, I want to thank you for being with us today on the show. This has been wonderful. And it's really cool because you just like answered all of our guests, our viewers' questions without me even asking them. So that was kind of... So how can people get a hold of RV Share to start looking into this, renting RVs and all that kind of good stuff?
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Steve, for having me on. I really appreciate it. We are at rvshare.com, and you can find a ton of more information on our website. We have also a great blog that has just some great ideas for trip types and where you could head and planning. And if you need even more information, you can find our phone number on there as well as a chat to chat with one of our team members. We have a great booking team that will help match you with the right RV.
Well, Maddie, thank you so very, very much. RV Share, thanks for allowing Maddie to be here today on Saving with Steve. And you know what? We'd probably like to have him circle around maybe in a couple of months and tell us how your summer went. So with that, everybody, you have a great day, Maddie, and stick with us. We'll be right back with more Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show.
Don't let your financial woes keep you up at night and prevent you from living a life of financial and personal freedom. Hi, I'm Steve Sexton, host of the Saving with Steve show. We're going to be talking about the ins and outs of money, those financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars, causing stress, keeping you up at night. We're going to talk about money, tax reductions, saving more, spending less, your investments, risk management, retirement, and everything associated with you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. So if you've ever dreamed of living a life of financial and personal freedom, you owe it to yourself and your family to tune into the Saving with Steve show. Join me, Steve Sexton, on the Saving with Steve show as we talk about everything under the sun when it comes to money. To learn more about the show, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us, savingwithsteve.us. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton.
Hello, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. Everything under the sun relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with your money. Now, you know what? One of the things that we're dealing with right now, and I just got to say this, all right, folks, a new tariff is in town and it's coming to your portfolio near you. So it's very, very interesting. I think it's important that we kind of discuss, you know, what's going on right now in the economy. I think that's gigantically important. I also want to talk to a little bit to those people who, you know what, are, you know what, we found out that, you know, they're able to let go people who were not listed as full-time or permanent workers. So you still have some issues there that you probably need to deal with. So let's just talk about the tariffs thing. You know what, whether a person believes in tariffs or another doesn't, or this country is in the long run is better off for what's going on, it doesn't matter. What we're discussing, what's happening today. The only thing we know is what's happening today. The fact is your portfolio is being affected. One of the things we need to do is take a step back and ask yourself, you know what, if you're in retirement age, you know, 55, 60, 65, 70, 80, do you really want to relive another 2022? Do you really want to go through that? Is there a lesson that you didn't learn in 2022? Think about it. Would you like to have, you know, would you have it like to have it done for you? Because see, remember in 2022, what happened is the market slipped 20%. It took almost 2 years and you were, you know, and that's if you didn't touch your money to get back to whole. I mean, if you, you know, weren't in retirement age, quite frankly, it's a good time because when the market goes down, you buy things on discount. If the market goes up, you're still paying for it. And you know what? Dollar cost average is all set up so that, you know what? If you keep putting money in there, whether you buy it high or low, given time, the theory is given time, at some point it will grow, okay? But if you're not in that phase where you're accumulating and you're in that phase where you're distributing, okay, you know what? It's interesting because, you know, in all my years of doing this, you know, most people would rather endure pain or simply delay their lifestyle or reduce their lifestyle or not do the things they want to do, like go on those trips, because they're just too stubborn to understand all it takes is a simple change to your strategy so you don't have to endure the pain. I'd like you to think about this one question. At this point in your life, I mean, you work 20, 30, 40 years, and you're at an age you've never been, in a situation no one's ever been in, you have to ask yourself, what is the number one reason why you feel you should lose money? Now, folks, in chaos, there's always opportunity. And folks, there is still chaos because we're seeing the markets go down, okay? There's always opportunity. There's tax opportunity. So if you're looking to convert to a Roth or sell something because the value went down, you're paying a lower tax rate because you're not being taxed on as much, okay? With Roth conversions, if somebody's, you know, they had NVIDIA and the stock was at 130 or 140 and now it's down to 100, that's a 30% drop in value. In which case, if you're converting that, hey, you're paying taxes less than that 30%. And when it grows back and it's in a Roth, it'll be tax-free, which is better, okay? There's even growth opportunities. People are taking the advantage of liquidating their treasuries and going to cash, going into gold because it's moving forward. But you got to pay attention to that opportunities, okay? But there's also the opportunity for you to lose money. Years of savings that you worked for through your lifetime simply because your mind is not open to a simple strategy shift, okay? So you really want to take a look and start talking to your financial professionals, your tax professionals. How can I take advantage of some of the opportunities here? How can I be in a situation where can I reduce my taxes moving forward? How can I get take advantage of what's happening in the market and do that opportunity, okay? So you really, really want to take a look at these things, okay? That's very, very important. This uncertainty is ruling the land right now. Where there is uncertainty, there is volatility. Volatility for some was at this, at your age, at your time of life, it's the enemy of lifestyle, because volatility kills lifestyle because it affects your income and it puts you in a position in the distribution phase to make bad decisions, having to sell off mutual fund units, cannibalizing them at the wrong time. It ultimately affects your income. And again, you could be in control of that. The administration's asked you to endure pain. Hey, you endured 20, 30, 40 years of working. Quite frankly, haven't you had enough? So think about that. Talk to your financial advisor. Talk to your CPA. How can you take advantage of those opportunities? How can you prevent yourself from losing more money and maybe ultimately affecting your lifestyle? And for those folks who are you know what, you're being let go by the federal government because we just heard that in the news. You know what? Federal benefits. You know what? For those people who are resigning under that program, hey, they're going to pay your benefits through September 30th. If you have a Treasury savings plan, once you reach qualifying age, which means you separate from the company or your reset qualifying age. That could be 55, it could be 59, it could be 60, it could be 65, depending on what organization you work with. You have the ability to roll over your Treasury savings plan to an IRA. It could be a self-directed IRA if you want to invest in real estate or gold or something like that. So folks, I just wanted to share that all with you. I hope you all have a wonderful day. I appreciate just taking the time and sharing it with here on Saving with Steve. Again, check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio, AM/FM 247, these wonderful syndicators of ours. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you next time on Saving with Steve. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve show, hosted by Steve Sexton.